Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Zero Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and I can't believe the Academy Awards this year got swept in every category by one movie. Congratulations to hundreds of beavers, well-deserved in my opinion. And with me, I have...
It's been days and Adrien Brody is still talking! Wrap it up, man!
And...
Well, no, I can't be drinking through none of this. This one gets Colin O'Brien. It's a sponge, we got lawyers too.
Colin O'Brien remains at the very top of the mountain.
We need that man back on TV.
Colin O'Brien drink beef. This is what we were saying. I hope the white man wins.
Wait, which white man? Conan or Drake? Ayo!
Oh!
Listen, that might have been tasteless, but, like, I saw the shot there. I had to take it. Anyway, here we are, episode 384. So, how's everyone surviving the past week?
It's been warm. Unseasonably warm. Like... It snowed here 2 weeks ago. Then it became 75 degrees for like 4 days straight.
Damn.
I don't get it, but apparently the weather got fired, so that's going to be something. So stupid. It just gets dumber and dumber and dumber, but... On a lighter and more less serious note, I've been a wrestling fan for 23 years now. I don't know why. It just nobody pulled me away or told me no. And I saw something last weekend that I thought I would never see. Actually, two things. Drake was in attendance at the big wrestling show in Toronto because. Fanatics, that whole connection. Although they didn't mention him. They did not mention him one bit. They did not acknowledge his existence. They did acknowledge Nav, though. And when you're being passed up on camera for Nav, of all people, like...
Jesus.
Whoop-de-doo, you got another number one album because album streams. It's going to sink afterwards, don't trust me.
That we didn't notice Nav, aka the other sound to the weekend's label, XO, More Than You, signed to your maybe seven. An artist that signed to your, well, basically you're up because, well, you heard the whole thing, you drink the weekend.
Toronto, please give us good rappers. Like, you're 0-2 right now.
Pretty much. You got one good producer, Kitchenada. You got a singer we actually like, or at least been like, or at least like that. Be Weekend and also Nicholas Craven. He's Canadian too. So, I mean, you're good at producers and singer, I guess. I don't know. Well,
anyway, what I'm getting to is the second thing I thought I would never see happen. John Cena has gone to the dark side.
Oh, it finally happened. God.
After like 20 something years of being the golden child Superman babyface hero, he's gone evil. Credit where it's due. That's interesting. It's an interesting ploy. Let's see where it goes. Hopefully it won't flame out in 7 weeks. Make this long-term. Like, I know these people love to do, quote-unquote, long-term storytelling. Give this 6 months. Let it ride for 6 months. Just, you have nothing to lose now. You already got your money. Just go with it. Give me 6 months of bad guy, evil John Cena from Hollywood. I decree it. I demand it. I am humbly asking... If Cena turns good after 7 weeks, we riot.
Hmm. So does this mean they have to change the John Cena pop-ups I get in the McDonald's drive-thru?
It'll probably take a couple of weeks for all that to get worked out.
Evil Cena. That is certainly something. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Yeah, my week has been the usual. I will say has been either, you know, is it either warm and maybe cold? It's crazy. I mean, it's always this crazy, but yeah, it's been the usual week. Yeah, it's been the usual work week. And of course, like any other person or mine there, I watched the Oscars yesterday on Hulu, which will say, it's on the whole thing, except maybe kind of, except it got caught off the last, like when it became 9:30, it's like, yeah, that's a wrap up. Yeah, that's a wrap up. We ain't airing this shit no more.
Well, fuck.
Like, yeah, we. Yeah. And of course, you heard from the Oscars is like, well, I think, because like Conan was good, like he was great. Even though Rob Joplin said that, you know, hundreds of people speak to Oscars, even though we kind of wish what happened, it didn't. I will say, well, at least that one movie that you know, everybody hated didn't sweep. I mean, it got two, but whatever. I mean, the big winner went to this. Well, you know, the big winner was that one movie, Anora. They gave that one. Who's starring that one girl you probably know from Scream 5 as that one girl that was eventually Ghostface.
Yeah, it'll be out on Hulu in 2 weeks. Don't worry.
Yeah. Which now kind of easy to see, because according to them, they used the word fuck 470, that, 479 times.
That's the apparent. I don't know if it's a joke or not, but apparently there are a lot of fucks in the movie, and possibly a good amount of fucking in the movie too.
Yeah. So we got more fucks than a Quentin Tarantino movie,
or the first season of Has Been Hotel.
Yeah, I mean, I say good for that movie. Most people did kind of wish that, you know, the substance gotten at least so. Well, I mean, it got one award, but could have gotten more. But nah,
I need to catch up on some of those movies. Anyway, as for me, so I do have an interesting story here for you all. So, over the weekend, I had a gig I played in the area, which might very well have been in the nicest venue that I will ever play, because it was very, like, nice wide open space, we were on a big stage, it was still mostly, like, locals and underground metal types, but honestly, like, God, I would love to play that fucking stage again. And, you know, we were the band that went on first, and then afterwards I noticed that, the band that went on after us, their bass player, I saw that she had a bunch of, fucking anime tattoos. So, just out of curiosity, since I don't socialize a whole lot, I'm like, oh, hey, my people, I can go talk with them. So, you know, we were hanging around at the merch table. I was like, oh, hey, what are those tattoos? They look really nice. Turns out she had an entire sleeve of, like, the Akatsuki from Naruto. And so, eventually, we start getting in a conversation about, like, anime and stuff, which is very helped along by the fact that one of the other bands that had, like, their merch set up had a bunch of anime-themed tees for themselves, including the likes of My Neighbor Totoro, Demon Slayer, JJK, and of course a Chainsaw Man shirt, which means you probably know what I'm wearing to record this podcast right now. It's Peak Fiction.
Of course.
I mean, yeah. Hell, they literally, when that particular band went on stage later on in the night, they were like, hey, so who likes anime? You know, Demon Slayer, JJK, Chainsaw Man. As soon as they say that, I'm like, it's Peak Fiction! And here's where the funny part comes in. Eventually, the conversation I'm having with this bass player goes to cosplay stuff, and at one point I bring up, hey, you ever watch Metalocalypse? Because I have, in fact, cosplayed Pickles the drummer at one point. I show her, and she immediately starts pitching me this really great idea that we need to do at one point. So, picture this. A Halloween show with a bunch of bands, where, you know, people dress up and all, but each band has one person dressed as a member of Death Clock, and then all the way at the end, all of those people get together and perform a surprise Death Clock cover. This is brilliant, and I will absolutely need to make this happen.
And then Thunder Horse shows up, and oh shit, it's the real Death Clock.
That was the song she suggested.
That means you better get to work on that double bass pattern.
Curse you, Gene Hoagland.
Learn and the Hoagland Blast.
My legs. That'd probably be a better workout than like going to an actual gym, you know?
And do it with the ankle weights.
Oh, fuck me, right. You know what? I'll do it. For pickles.
He played strapping with ankle weights. There's no excuse.
The madman. The madman! But yeah, we have fun down here. So, I don't really have much else to add other than, yeah, it was a pretty fun weekend. Now, let's move on to the usual business, starting, of course, with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there'll be a playlist down in the description. There'll be new tunes to add to your playlist, mark your calendars for new albums, all that jazz. Only really 5 songs. There are a couple more that I could have added, but I kind of had to prune a bit because of the news topics. You'll see when we get there. So let's start.
I'll be honest, we couldn't find much songs on this week anyway. At least I couldn't find anybody interested in. Hell, only that happened last week was, well, guess we got a third album. Third album this year.
Have fun with that, Mark. Anyway, let's actually get started here. So, first up on the docket is we have a new single by Caitlin Aurelia Smith, the second from her newly announced album Gush, coming out August 22nd. Okay, that's a bit farther out than I was expecting. Seriously, like five, six months to start promoting. Anyway, so this one is called What's Between Us, and the immediate vibe here is chiptune as fuck, with a very distinct 8-bit synth melody, the low humming drone of bass, and the kind of muted thump of the kick. Of course, as expected, Caitlin's vocals are very reverb heavy in a way that almost kind of feels like... It's kind of like if Imogen Heap sang over an instrumental by Toby Fox. By the way, this is my way of saying I've also been getting into Homestuck recently. But yeah, this is honestly like a very nice, interesting vibe with the way all the melodies are layered against each other. And just like, by the way, what the fuck is that music video? I'm scared.
Yeah, I mean, this is the second time a Caitlin Aurelia Smith music video kind of confused us.
He was very. Like,
got fucking people all, like trying to, you know, top each other, like, or trying to, I don't know, just some weird shit going on. Sounds good, though.
Yep, got that going for it. Now, moving on to the next track here, let's bring a new artist into, the relative fold here as far as our, podcast history, courtesy of the Fantano Yellow Flannel catalog, model/actress. Maybe it's Act Riz, like that thing that I don't have. Then again, it makes me feel better that Perfect Cell doesn't have any Riz either. Just ask Kermit the Frog. By the way, for those who don't watch Devil Artemis on YouTube, you're missing out on some of the funniest DBZ shit on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, Model Act Riz is this queer as fuck noise rock act formed in Boston, currently based in Brooklyn. Their debut Dog's Body dropped in 2023, and now album number 2 is scheduled for May 2nd, fittingly titled Pirouette. And also fitting, the lead single we have here from this album is called Cinderella. The song starts by vamping on this pretty distinct rhythm, with the drums kind of driving this, like, you know, 4-on-the-floor dance groove, eventually doing, like, you know, the hi-hat disco groove thing, while simultaneously the guitars are kind of playing these, like, very, like, aggressively choked staccato triplet eights. You know, very... You notice it when it's pushing in that way against, like, the more straightforward drum rhythms. It sounds very choked, especially when it starts, like, doubling up on the strums, or when it gets into the chorus and it's playing more straight 16ths with a lot of, just very, like, you know, atonal distortions and just kind of, you know, weird shit being done to the strings. As expected, with kind of like this dark, sort of moody underground rock thing, the vocals from frontman Cole Hayden have this very, like, erotically soft-spoken nature to them, and, you know, that's kind of fitting, given that, remember what I said about all the gay stuff? Well, all of this comes wrapped in a music video that, true to the song's title, is basically just a very gay-as-fuck New York version of Cinderella. I approve!
So, queer post-punk with a subdued funk groove in the back. I'm not sure what to make of it by itself, to be honest. You know me, I'm a big picture album kind of guy, so good for what it is, but I don't really know what to make of it in the grand scheme of things.
We will see if more singles come out in the meantime. But now moving on to the next track here. You know what? Alex, I'm kind of going to need you to take the lead on this one, since, at least according to my searches, this would be the first time we're bringing up this band on this show to my knowledge. I searched up the band name, but I got nothing on the site.
Okay, well, I actually mentioned them, I think I mentioned them in an album roundup once or twice. I think we did it, like, last year. But, yeah, Dying Wish. They are a, as it says here on Lambgoat, metalcore slash hardcore band from Portland, Oregon. Keep Portland weird. And I got into them from their last album. I heard some of their songs on SiriusXM Liquid Metal. It was really good. Very, like, straightforward hardcore metalcore. I actually don't know the name of the album off the top of my head because my brain is fucked. Let me just pull it up here. What was the name of the album? Oh my god, I'm blanking. Symptoms of Survival. That was the name of the album. Yeah, I had a couple of really good singles off of that album. But yeah, it was a while ago. But yeah, they are touring with Spirit Box, Loathe, and Gel. They put up a new track called I Brought You My Soul, parentheses, Your World Brought Me Despair. With a kind of, I guess you can say, oh God, what's what I'm trying to look for? My brain is fucked. It's a very indie pop kind of album cover for the single that would lead you to believe it's something along the lines of Paramore, I guess. But no. It is straightforward hardcore with metalcore traits included. Think of it like, what if Ginger incorporated more metalcore traits and was from Portland, Oregon instead of the Ukraine? That's a, yeah, I really like this band. I like what they do. Nothing too fancy, just aggressive, in your face. And the closing lines of pull the trigger to find salvation, I am fucking miserable, yet I am sane, took what they used against me for my own gain, hits pretty hard given, well, the usual bout of everything, as per usual.
Yeah, so for this being my first actual time listening to anything from this band, the song is decent. Like, I'm kind of in here like the what Model Actress is to Alex, where, like, I don't know what the big picture is here, but as far as this particular strain of metalcore, it's not really bad. I really like the verses in particular. There's a really nice bite and heft to them with that guitar tone, man. Just that just does it for me. And of course, the melodies are mainly focused on the chorus, and it kind of reminds me, I was thinking more akin to stuff like Straight Line Stitch, if anyone remembers that band being a thing. But yeah, decent. I might have some homework to do later. So now moving on to the next track here. One of my favorite rappers to come up in recent years, one of Canada's best hip-hop exports, is the rapper Backwash, who specializes in a lot of industrial, horrorcore type of stuff. And her last album dropped in 2022, which might not sound like that long ago, but considering that she dropped an album a year from 2019 to 2022, this might as well be like if King Gizzard went a year without an album. Okay, hear me out. Backwash King Gizzard collab. I can tell I'm scaring the hoes right now. Okay, let's move on. Alright, so they've announced a new album coming out later this month, March 28th. Jesus Christ, the March release calendar. It's called Only Dust Remains. And we have the lead single here. Well, I think this is the second single, actually. Ninth Heaven. And instrumentally, it's unusually bright in comparison to the darker aspects of previous songs. Like, there's this thumping percussion with a lot of these, like, shimmering, glistening synths mixed in with some great piano work. The vocal samples in the background are a lot more lush and soulful, and there's even, like, these switch-ups in the beat where you get some kind of, like, electronic drum and bass stuff in there. And lyrically, it definitely does have, like, that darker tone, though it almost seems to be, like, sort of being defiantly triumphant in the face of events that feel apocalyptic and managing to go out with a bang. Emphasis on apocalypse, as to be expected, the lyrical imagery is very religious. It's very dependent on stuff like biblical angels, like Adam and Gabriel and Michael and all that stuff. Drummers and trumpets, you know, pretty much how the world is going to end, according to the Book of Revelations. Or every conservative politician that shit their brains out their ass 2 weeks ago. But that's neither here nor there. But honestly, I'm curious what the whole album would sound like if this is kind of one of the first tastes we're getting of it. Is it going to be a relatively more inspirational album? Triumph in the face of darkness? Who knows? But I do dig the song, all things considered.
Okay, I will say that, okay, there's some slight difference with the way like you're going to be more brighter, which, okay, I can see it because usually when I hear Beck wants to be more, it'd be more, you know, more darker, more grimier, more grittier. I mean, this will be a bit too, this ain't had too bad too. Like, still pretty good listen, like, if I can say so myself.
All right, now let's move on to the final song here. So, I might have forgotten about this particular news item when it first became relevant. In my defense, gestures vaguely at everything. You'll have to forgive me for skipping a thing or two. On accident. But, yeah, it looks like also March 28th. The calendar just keeps stacking up, Jesus Christ. We're going to be getting the newest album from the metal band Death Heaven, titled Lonely People with Power. They already had, like, one single out that I missed, but we're here to, you know, talk about the second one. So this track is called Heathen, and it's definitely one of the Death Heaven songs of all time. If you're wondering, the majority of the shoegazing elements here are all contained in, like, the verses with a lot of those intricately multi-layered guitar melodies, the distinct ride patterns on the drums. And then once you get to the choruses, that's really where all the screamed vocals and the loud, aggressive distortion kicks in. You know, your occasional burst of blast beats and all that fun stuff. Remember, though, I'm not a particularly big fan of this band, and this song isn't really changing my mind because it's just more of the same. I don't know, like coming off of that really phenomenal Alcest album that came out last year, this just ain't cutting the mustard. I'm sorry.
Well, it's Death Heaven, for better or worse. It's both shoegaze and black metal. It's cool for folks who like it, but for me, I mean, I like the guitar arrangements, but that's about it. So I'm just a fan of post-metal guitar, if anything. So, worth a shot, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see what the discourse is like when the album drops. But, we're going to take... That's about it for the new song discussion. We've got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have our news topic, so stay tuned. And we're back. So we have two basically festival lineup news items to discuss here. There had to be a less clunky way of saying that. So let's start off with the first of these, which is having now been given the full lineup for Louder Than Life. Hi there, Danny Wimmer presents. Of course, this is taking place September 18th through the 21st in the Highland Festival grounds at the Kentucky Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky. Which I have been recently informed is not in fact a city where the entire population is dudes named Louis. That's kind of underwhelming, to be honest. But we obviously have to get down to the nitty gritty of things, because of course this is 4 fucking days of bands that exist. So I'm just going to go ahead and get things started here with the lineup for Thursday, September 18th. Starting right up at the top, we have a Slayer reunion set. Okay, then. Then following down from there, there's Lamb of God. There's Down doing what I think is, an anniversary show. At least according to the key here. We have Cavalera. Not Conspiracy, just Cavalera. Performing Chaos AD.
That'll be fun. I'm just saying, that'll be fun here. Max Cavalera once again say the greatest lyric of his career. What is this shit? Refuse. Yeah, yada, 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 you know.
Classic. Then, of course, we have Carcass, Municipal Waste, and what I think is a reunion set for Winds of Plague. Didn't know they broke up.
Yeah, that's actually a signal for reunion / farewell, so take your pick.
Anyway, moving on. There's, of course, Robert Zombert. Global exclusive performance of Astro Creep and Greatest Hits. Then, not to be outdone by fucking Kevin Lyman getting Ronald McDonald Radke on his fucking festival, Marilyn Manson.
Hey, Danny Wimmer, you're apparently a miracle worker. Get everyone else from White Zombie on the same page so we can have one last performance properly. Instead of this shit.
Yeah, let's see. Then there's a Cannibal Corpse. Always fun. Exodus. The Black Dahlia Murder. A anniversary show by Fear Factory. And something called Fulci. Fulci? I don't fucking know. Then moving on, we have Lord Ashore! As I believe they say in the deathcore scene. Then we have Kublai Khan Texas 2. Brand of Sacrifice. Sanguisugabog, Full of Hell, Left to Suffer, who are also on Warped Tour, and Not Enough Space, which the name sounds vaguely familiar. I feel like they might have been getting around as a meme on TikTok, but I don't know enough to say for sure. Anyway, moving on, we have The Story So Far, Neck Deep, State Champs, Drain, Scowl, Gideon, Guilt Trip. Then in the next tier, there's From Ashes to New, Atreyu.
One hit wonder band, you cannot convince me otherwise.
Oh, Set It Off.
Ew.
You know, I tried listening to all their albums. They only have like 1.5 good ones. And that's me being nice. Anyway, Catch Your Breath, Land Maverks.
What?
I think it's Landmarks, but the second A is a V. It's like Pavorus. Colorblind, and If Not For Me. Then in the final tier at the bottom, there's Peeling Flesh, Mugshot, Snuffed on Sight, Big Ass Truck, Imperial Tide, and Sixth Sense. Alright, Alex, I assume you're going to take over Friday.
Yes, and your Friday main headliner is Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, you have got to be shitting me.
This would have been so much cooler, like, 15 years ago.
Back when M Shadows could still sing.
And back when they had, for a brief moment, Mike Portnoy in the band.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
Yeah. We also have here Benjamin What's-His-Name and his backing band, a.k.a. Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because everyone else is no longer there for reasons. We have Mudvayne, we have Hands Like This! Hands Like This! Insane Clown Posse.
Bring out the Faygo.
You know the funny thing is I finally saw cans of Faygo for the first time the other day at like a Dollar Tree.
Yeah. Let me see them too. I either see them either at my Dollar Tree or at this one local grocery store that I got that costs they'd be like really kind of really cheap too. Like a can costs like 40 cents. I think the ball costs like 88 cents.
Anyway, you gotta know where to find them. But moving on. We also have here something called Static X. I'm still conflicted about that. We have known one-hit wonder band Dope, who gave us this wonderful bit of wordsmithery. Die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, die. Repeats 16 times in one song.
No, truly the work of an artist.
Truly. Second wave nu metal sucks so bad. We also have another second wave nu metal band of some standing, Nonpoint.
They're called that because their music is not on point.
If you got big after Hyper Theory, you are officially second wave nu metal. Like Nonpoint, Edema, Taint, you're all in that category.
Oh god, I remember Taint.
From Royal Crackers. Anyway, moving on. Next level here, we have Sleep Token. Very nice. And we have Spirit Box. Doubly nice. And we have here Dayseeker. Oh, look at this. Pavirus.
With an exclamation point.
For emphasis, yes. And we have Imminence, Northlane, Violent Vera. That's a specific name. Next, we have All Time Low.
I'm sure we won't hear their name again later.
Surely. And we also have, oh, look at this. Third Wave Nu Metal, Hollywood Undead. If you got big after 2007, you are third wave new metal, and you are doubly trash. Next is Story of the Year of Mice and Men. Why? Magnolia Park. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Okay, I've been hearing their name multiple times this year.
Why do I feel like a lot of these are just going to, like, intertwine themselves in and out of the Warped Tour dates?
Oh, my God. And something called Hot Milk. God, you know, this is quickly becoming very low class, I'll just say it. This is a low class lineup. We need some more sophistication here. And, oh, we got it. Next here is Dream Theater.
Nice.
It is very rare that they do an American festival, so here's hoping everybody cuts James DeBrie some slack. Like, if you want, like, vocal aging, listen to late era Rush. Cut the man some slack. He's 60. And next is Power Wolf, Dragon Force, Aelstorm, Demon Hunter, Glory Hammer, and Liliac.
Oh, yeah, I remember Glory Hammer. Aren't they the one really racist power metal band?
Wait, oh no.
I feel like you need to be more specific.
This genre is cursed.
Yeah. Oh, and they're British. That means extra imperialism. Goody. Oh.
So they're more racist?
Yeah. Moving on. Next is Hatebreed. And we have Whitechapel. Gerald Lanchi joke. Suicide Silence. Miss May I. Throne. Walls of Jericho. No relation. Thornhill. Dead. No A. Islander. Aurora Wave, Savage Hands, Uncured, and XCOM with two M's.
So you definitely won't confuse it with anything else with a similar name, but what are the odds that there be anything else in life that has the name XCOM, am I right? Alright. Oh boy, there was some cursed stuff on that day, so let's see what's going on Saturday. Your top billed headliner is Deftones. And then following that, we have A Perfect Circle. Stone Temple Pilots are still around? What the fuck?
Apparently so.
Let's see. We have a reunion or farewell show for Acid Bath. No, wait, that's reunion. There's Failure, Super Heaven, Quantic. Then the next tier, there's, oh god, Bad Omens.
Oh, it's only going to get worse.
I Prevail. Motionless in White.
Why?
Black Veil Bride.
Fucking why?
Fleshwater. At least I have no idea who they are, so that's a plus. The Funeral Portrait. Return to Dust. Then in the next tier, we have a anniversary set for Trivium. Then there's Machine Head, Chimera doing a reunion set, August Burns Red, followed by Devil Driver, Spirit World, and Disembodied Tyrant. Then we move on to the next tier, where there's Cypress Hill.
Hey!
Kitty, that being K-I-T-T-I-E. They're Stabbing Westward.
One-hit wonder band, unfortunately. Like, the one hit's really good, but, you know.
Spine Shank. Snot.
Still conflicted about that whole situation, but okay.
The Union Underground.
Yeah, because people remember that Raw theme from 2002 that was around for 4 years and nothing else. Except maybe Turn Me On, Mr. Dead Man. But who remembers that fucking song?
Oh, hey, speaking of Raw. Raw!
One-hit wonder band from 2008, I think?
Who cares? They're a one-hit wonder.
Do you call my... Oh, I got 2002. Oh, that's even weirder. Oh, they're second wave new metal too. Oh, come on.
Oh, this lineup is getting cursed. Anyway, then moving on down, we have Chiodos, Let Live, Bless the Fall, Hawthorne Heights, From First to Last, Attack Attack, Woe Is Me. Again, this is just the Warped Tour tier.
That's like a Jared Alonzi parody list right there.
God damn.
Woe is me.
It's actually woe, comma, is me.
Whatever that means. Anyway, then we get to the bottom of this day three tier. We have Small Town Titans, Smile Empty Soul, Halo Scene, No Resolve, Versus Me, and BOTB Winner, which I say out loud realizing that's probably not an actual band name, but a slot for someone who wins a battle of the bands. We'll fix that in the edit. Anyway, and then that just leaves one final day, and that is Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yep. Although, I will just say, Smile Empty Soul sounds so familiar to me, but I don't know why.
I'm sure it'll come back to us eventually.
Maybe it will. Okay, for Sunday, we have your main headliner of Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh god, why?
Because they're doing a 2-week-long arena tour in America because somebody demanded it. Or whatever it is, I don't know. We also have here Evanescence, Knocked Loose, so we got the trifecta, hooray.
Arf, arf.
Yes. Russian, Falling in Reverse.
Ugh.
We also have Bill Murray, B-I-L-M-U-R-I.
Oh.
And we have Memphis May Fire.
Manny Mullins is a horrible person.
Oh, God, yeah. The gerontology quips just keep coming, don't they? And we have whatever is left of Escape the Fate after 20 years. Who is still a fan of Escape the Fate in 2025? I want names!
Nostalgia's a hell of a drug.
Oh, my God. All right, and speaking of terrible cringe nostalgia, Suicide Boys.
Yeah.
I am grossed out already. We have 3 Days Grace. Okay. Wage War. We Came as Romans. Tech Nine. The Plot in You. And Sleep Theory. And next What's we the have. Theory? No idea. And next we have a blurred out logo. So I guess that's a surprise. Now we have here Flyleaf with Lacey Sturm.
Ew.
Yeah. And now for a gaggle of mid-2000s one-hit wonders, featuring Hinder, Crossfade.
Okay. Oh, God.
10 years.
They're all right, I guess.
Yeah. I hear voices in my head. They talk to me. They understand. They talk to me. Rev Theory.
Oh, fuck.
And 12 Stones. Famous for the singer of 12 Stones being featured on Bring Me to Life by Evanescence and nothing else.
Ah, the good old days.
Good Lord. All right, now for some boomer shit. We have here Bruce Dickinson. We have Testament.
Nice.
We have a band called Queensryche. I'm not sure which one it is.
Oh, God, that's a whole fucking story.
Yeah, it's just like Sebastian Bach.
Huh, I wonder who's next on the list.
Well, get your balls to the wall, man! Because it's, accept.
Oh, yeah, just like our Lord and Savior, Dark Schneider.
And we also have, speaking of bastard memes, Yawengi, Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh, my God, go the fuck away, you fucking pretentious ass clown.
Just join Deep Purple already.
Ugh.
And we end things off on this list with Shane Saints. Then we move on to the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Woo!
Yes. We also have here Glassjaw.
Interesting.
Counterparts. Oh, hey, Dying Wish.
Nice.
Norma Jean.
Ugh. Oh, God. They used to be good, but then their singer started showing his whole ass. If you know, you know.
Well, better the whole ass than the asshole, I guess.
I guess.
And we also have It Dies Today. No idea who they are, but good for them. And Gates to Hell. And we close things off with Wargasm, Amira Elfkey, who is touring with Bring Me the Horizon, I found out. The Haunt, Kami Keho, Picturesque, and Enmy, E-N-M-Y.
Well, those are definitely some of the bands of all time.
Yep. It sure is, and... Oh my God, looking here on deeper into the list, 50th anniversary for Accept. I did not think they were around since 1975. Good Lord.
Fucking hell. Yeah, that feels wrong.
Yeah, also, Fear Factory celebrating the 30-year anniversary of Demanufacture. That's a giant fucking bowl of worms we're not going to get into. We know. So if you're going to Kentucky in September, there you go.
Yeah, that's y'all's business. You guys have fun with that, whatever your definition of fun is in this context. But now it's time for the other festival news, and this is where we're kind of in the beginning of wrapping things up here. So we got the final two sets of consistent daily announcements for the 2025 Vans Warped Tour lineup, but there's going to be some extended, like, post-game stuff here. So we had the last 2 days revealed, then they had the full, like, posters revealed for each day, but there's still some, like, blanked out names, some stragglers, some odds and ends here and there that I guess are going to get filled in as time goes on. So that means we can safely assume that the main 30 days are sort of like your biggest heavy hitters, unless they decide to sneak any surprises, in which case, Kevin Lyman, I have no idea how you're structuring the hierarchy of these announcements. But I think it's fair to say that some of the bigger names were in these last 2 days, so let's go with the announcements starting on February 24th. First up, oh hey, all-time low.
Oh god.
Yes, the pop-punk band that's been around since 2005, they're only playing DC. Then we have the metalcore band Gideon, who have been active since 2011, they're playing Long Beach, they're alright. And then DC and Long Beach is going to have to prepare to, cut your wrists and black your eyes.
Oh, god.
Yes, sirree. Hawthorne Heights, who have been stinking up the joint since 2004. Anyway, also playing DC and Long Beach is a punk band called the Suicide Machines, who have been around since at least 1996. Then we have an alt-rock band called Dexter and the Moonrocks. They've been around since 2023. They're only playing Long Beach. And I suppose this was inevitable. Fucking Sublime. I mean, we already have enough Sublime adjacent acts filling out the lineup, so why the fuck not? They're only playing DC. Now for the daily announcements for February 25th. Playing all three dates, we have the metalcore band The Word Alive, who have been around since at least 2010. We have an emo rapper named Swaco, who's been active since at least 2022, playing all three dates. Then we have an emo pop singer named Charlotte Sands. She's been around since 2024 and is playing Long Beach and Orlando. Then we have a punk band called the Mainliners, who have been around since at least 2007. They're only playing Florida. We have a post-hardcore band called Rain City Drive, who's been around since at least 2020, and they're playing DC. We have an electronic emo act named Indigo Forever, debuting in 2024. They're playing Long Beach only. Then we have an alternative act named Mouth Culture, who have been around since 2023, and they're playing Orlando. And then what for me, at least, is the most interesting and most exciting of this particular batch of daily announcements, the Japanese metalcore band Hanabie. Hanabie? I actually haven't figured out how that's pronounced, but honestly, they're a lot of fun. They've been active since at least, the late 2010s, early 2020s. They're only playing Long Beach. Then, of course, the last two ones, which, you know, kind of feels like throwing a bone for the old-timers. We have the comedic ska-punk stylings of The Aquabats, DC only. And then, of course, all three dates will have Less Than Jake. Does Johnny Quest still think they're sellouts? But yeah, that was it for the major daily announcements. But then the day after, we got, like, you know, a little poster with, like, well, three posters for all the dates. And then another poster with a bunch of straggler announcements. These I didn't put in the table because fuck it. But let's go ahead and read off some of these. So we have Amigo the Devil playing Florida only. Then DC and Florida will have Angel Dust. Wait a minute, that's not a band. That's a porn star. A famous porn star. Then Long Beach is getting Black Bear. Long Beach is also getting Body Count. Florida is getting a group called Boundaries. Boys Like Girls is playing DC and Florida. Long Beach is getting Drug Church. Flycatcher is playing Florida. All three dates will have 4 Years Strong on the... Wait, 4 Years Strong didn't merit a 30-day announcement? Okay. Huh. Weird. Anyway, Jin Wigmore is playing DC. Florida is getting Good Riddance. Florida is unfortunately also getting Gym Class Heroes. How are they still a thing?
I'll be the one to say it. Glorified One Hit Wonder, and it's not even that good of a song.
Wait, what do you mean glorified? I thought they were just one hit wonders. Did they actually have another hit?
I don't know. I don't follow all that kind of music. It's possible. I just don't care enough to look into it.
Neither do I. That song lame. That song was so fucking annoying. DC will have Heart Attack Man. DC will also have Her Leather Jacket. Long Beach is getting HO9909. You know, if you know, you know. I Am the Avalanche is playing DC. And I suppose since Long Beach is getting Body Count, they also have Ice-T on his own. I Don't Know How is playing Florida. Jaeger Henry is playing Florida. Julia Wolfe is playing Florida. JXDN is playing Long Beach. I assume that's pronounced Jaden. Then Long Beach will have Kenny Hoopla! DC and Florida will have, speaking of Jared and Launch jokes, Canukle Pook. The joke is Knuckle Puck. Long Beach will have Landon Barker. Oh, hey, it's his initials, heh. Mariachi El Bronx is playing Long Beach. DC and Florida will have... Oh, get the fuck out, MGK.
Ew.
I forget. Did they... I gotta double check my table to see if I said whether or not fucking Jelly Roll was playing. Jelly...
What's the problem?
Oh, thank God, no. Not yet, at least, but I'm... Just this weird sinking feeling. Mom Jeans is playing Long Beach. Movements is playing Florida. Narrowhead is playing Florida. And unfortunately, Kevin Lyman also booked Russian Falling in Reverse to play all three dates.
Oh, fuck off.
This man has no standards. Anyway, let's see, what's next? Straight from the Path is playing Long Beach. Streetlight Manifesto, wow, there's a name I haven't thought about in forever, is playing DC in Florida. Tsunami is playing Long Beach in Florida. The All American Rejects are playing Long Beach. The Paranoids are playing Long Beach. The Vandals are playing Long Beach. The Wonder Years are playing all three dates. Finally, some good fucking food. Thursday is playing Florida. Treaty Oak Revival is playing Long Beach. Yellow Card is playing Florida. Now, I'm curious who else is going to get a reaction out of this name aside from me, because I spend way too much fucking time on TikTok, but all three dates will have Young Gravy.
Okay, wait.
You might... I know at the very least he got brought up once in a Todd in the Shadows video. You know that one song that has the really obvious Never Gonna Give You Up sample?
Oh yeah, that guy.
Also, apparently he did a Sonic the Hedgehog group cosplay with Moist Critical and BBNO Dollar Sign.
Of course he did.
The internet is strange. Anyway, I should probably mention Young Gravy was Tails. 0936 is playing Florida, and finally Zulu is playing Long Beach. So, yeah, those are some of the straggler announcements. I assume there will be more. Give me Nox Lucid Spirit Box, you fucks! That's probably not gonna happen at this point. I have the sinking feeling it won't.
Again, last thing you said, you watch the spaces there, so I'm taking that. Yes, Spirit Box do not want to be anywhere near.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot. Fuck off, Kevin Lyman. I blame you for everything. Eat shit. Ugh. Anyway, we'll see how else all this gets fleshed out in the future. So that about does it for all that new stuff. One more thing to talk about, and that is the new album releases for the week of March 7th, 2025. And oh, hey, look at that. Right at the top, we have the newest album from Spirit Box with Tsunami Sea. And then, of course, from Whitechapel, we have Hymns in Dissonance.
Please don't suck!
For the Boomers, there's a new Jethro Tull project called Curious Remnant. There's a new album by Toki Monsta with Eternal Reverie.
Ooh.
There's a new Young Boy Never Broke Again project called More Leaks. Remind me, he's going to jail soon, right?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Because I feel like he was, or he was in like some kind of legal trouble, or I might be getting him mixed up with Young Thug.
Apparently, he's actually getting out of jail in a couple months.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You might get mixed up with Little Durk, who might go to jail soon, or I don't know. A lot of motherfuckers are some shit.
Yeah, that's the point here. So anyway, then from the Wiggles, we have their country debut, Wiggle Up, Giddy Up. This is the real number one album of 2025. Everyone pack up and go home. The Wiggles going country is going to be at the top of Pitchfork's list. Let's be for real. Then from Blackpink member Jennie, we have her solo debut, Ruby. And last but certainly not least, we have the newest album from Lady Gaga with Mayhem. Now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
The usual places, the Discord, my other show, the place where the skies are green. Nope, blue. Sorry, I got the colors wrong. And you know the name. Yeah.
Fair enough. Mark, what about you?
As usual, Blue Sky Mental Media, where, I don't know, I'm just saying shit. And, of course, my site, my hype1.wordpress.com, where, again, stuff happens. And also, and I'm probably going to say, I think my line is going to be now Resident Lazarus Cheerleader, because somebody needs to cheer me, because we need to hype this show up, because all y'all some shit. Also, those skeptic sad motherfuckers. I mean, it's okay. It's reasonable, but damn, then there'll be that. Well, yeah, you get the point.
Okay, and as for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me robert@sewerresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on Blue Sky at Surreal Resolution. Visit the website surrealresolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast Q&A, and all of that good stuff. And, of course, find the link to our Discord server there so you can chat up with anyone else and always be immediately notified whenever new stuff goes up there on the site. So, thank you for listening this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with the usual business. And at some point, the album roundup in the next week or so. So, until next time. But when are they gonna add Hong Kong 97 card skins to You Know What?
Soon.